I would say that we probably should lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline and get to, well, this.
Again, Butter! Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night!
Kobe on a spin.
Yes!
What a display! They can't believe it courtside, neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh my God.
How about another? To center field, number four, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off.
Still feel like running through a wall every time this music comes on. It is time. Final segment on a Monday of the 4 o'clock hour of Sports Talk for Light 'Em Up, brought to you by Light Me Up Lager, Hop Valley's Light Me Up Lager, the perfect beverage for the big game. Light, crisp, easy to drink and enjoy. Light Me Up Lager won't weigh you down like other beers can. Light Me Up Lager, brewed right here in the Whit, available on tap, 16-ounce cans throughout Oregon and the Pacific Northwest. So it's time for Light 'Em Up. Steve, Nick, and I'm Alex, by the way, will bring up our big-time performances or performers from over the weekend. And Nick, you're going to start.
Ooh, okay. My first one goes to Ricky Fowler.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
It is.
At Sunday's round of the Hero World Championship, you know, the biggest golf tournament happening in December in the Bahamas, Ricky Fowler shot an 11 under, birdied 7 straight to start, finished with 8 birdies on the front 9, and then an 11 total, obviously, no bogeys, perfect scorecard. Going into Sunday, he was only 7 under. On Saturday, he shot even par, comes out of nowhere, and wins by 4. Ricky Fowler lit it up at the Hero World Championship.
It's lit!
Is that like a par 3 course?
It might be. I don't
11
know.
11 under. Steve, is it you or me?
I'm going.
Go.
The Seattle Seahawk defense under coordinator Chris Richard. Oh, it's lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
So they're playing a 10-1 team that many felt was as strong as any in the league, and over the previous 5 games scored 33, 34, 51, 37, and 31 points. That's a bunch in the NFL for a team not quarterbacked by Tom Brady. Throw in Seattle's lost Richard Sherman, Cam Chancellor, Cliff Averill, Bobby Wagner's been dinged up. They entered play out of the playoffs last night. And the defense was just unbelievable, especially against a run. Didn't allow a run over 11 yards. Had Carson Wentz and the Philly offense in favorable down and distance all night, and they needed it. It was a huge win. I'm no Seattle fan, but they've been at least to the round of 8 in 6 of the last 7 seasons. And right now, they would be in again, and they're only a game behind L.A. for the West lead. That performance last night, lit.
It's lit!
Huge. I'm going to go with Robbie Gould, 49ers kicker Robbie Gould.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
Did you know that Robbie Gould is the Bears' all-time leading scorer? The Chicago Bears' all-time leading scorer. Did you know that he was cut before the 2016 season for Connor Barth, who is no longer on the Bears roster? Did you know that Robbie Gould hit 5 for 5 on field goals in the 49ers 15-14 win, including a game winner with 4 seconds left against the Chicago Bears? You want to know how to show up the team that cut you the previous season? How about 5 for 5 field goals, including the game winner against them, for a really bad 49ers team to beat the Bears? Robbie Gould's mine this week.
It's lit!
My second one, the New Orleans Saints.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
So amazing.
Never gets old.
In a big race for the NFC South title, or a big matchup in the NFC South, the annoying Saints took an annoying 2-game lead after they beat the Panthers, annoyingly winning 31-21. But the running game stole the show. Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara together rushed for 145 on 25 carries, and then the two of them had 11 receptions for 103 yards. Kamara had 2 touchdowns, 126 total yards on 15 touches. Not only that, but the rookie from Tennessee can jump over 9-foot high high walls in the Superdome for like a Superdome Lambo leap, which is incredible because he's like 5'9". I've never seen anybody jump that high. So to the Saints, I guess it's lit.
It's lit!
How about the Houston Rockets? Yeah, they're lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavy! Scott! Because it's lit!
So I'm not willing to take the leap of faith that the Warriors are not the team to beat, but if this turns out to be the West Finals, strap in. Best record in the conference, 7-game winning streak, beat the Grizzlies 105-83 back on November 18th. The only time during the run they scored less than 117 points. They've also scored 125 and 142 at Phoenix. Well, that doesn't count. The Suns couldn't hold the kids sports peewee team to under 108, but still. They just got Chris Paul back from injury, and he is distributing like nobody's business. A lot of scoring options. Eric Gordon supplementing Harden, scoring about 20 per. The neutral one, Clint Capella from Switzerland, is just a beast inside. This team is fun to watch, meaning they're also lit.
It's lit!
All right, I guess my last one, and I kind of sorry, Duck fans, but it's Boise City.
It's lit! Shout out, Chad!
How dare you!
Scott! Because it's lit!
Yeah, I just noticed for the first time there's like a little laugh. Who the heck is laughing in that video of Johnny Manziel?
One of his idiot friends.
It's like right at the start. Does he have friends? Okay, anyway. So, you know, obviously basketball beat the Ducks on a buzzer beater, ending the 46-game home winning streak. That was just an amazing finish to a really good game. It is what it is. If you're going to lose the streak, I guess it better be that way. But Boise City beating the Ducks there, and now Boise City gets to avenge the Byron Haupt punch. And actually play Oregon in the Vegas Bowl. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they haven't played since then, have they? I mean,
they only played in 08 and 09.
So they beat Oregon that day. Byron Haupt gets punched, and then they just had to kind of sit on it for years and years and years, and now they get to actually take it out on the Ducks, who are probably going to be Willie Taggartless in the Vegas Bowl. So I guess Boise City's my other one.
It's lit.
That's it.